this poem is called One February Eve, at 6 o'clock news. Quote, 2,000 gray owls were seen leaving Canada for northern Minnesota to feed on voles, end quote. How many voles a day do you imagine it would take to feed 2,000 owls hungry from their flight? Say, they start at dusk and eat until day. And how do they catch the voles under all that snow, I wonder? How do we know it isn't mice they are catching? Mice look a bit like voles, but have shorter tails. How do we know it isn't rats on which they are feasting? Rats are half again longer, with appropriately longer tails. Some still live in Minnesota. I had a rat once. Actually, it wasn't really mine. It belonged to Laura May, my first husband's daughter, who was then about 8, and whose mother, an executive for a supermarket chain, did not allow animals into the house unless they came shrink-wrapped. So the rat, whose name I no longer remember, lived with us and got kid-visited on Saturday mornings. I don't know much about voles, but it's near impossible to read the genitals on the rat. We thought he was getting fat because he was happy, but he turned out to be a girl and pregnant naturally, which is what I was busy being then, and which caused a mild form of competition between me and the rat. Anyhow, we kept her in a cage with lots of shredded up sports sections. When she had her babies, 6 of the pinkest, most pathetic creatures you've ever seen, we moved the little family into a box with a blue heating pad set on low underneath it because it is so important to keep new babies warm. But she ate them anyway, usually one a day, which, according to the vet, was because she'd been bred too young and not because of anything we'd done wrong. But you can't explain that to an 8-year-old. And I got so caught up in the damn rat drama thing that I completely forgot to feed the fish, who one by one died of starvation, the last one going belly up the same day I brought home my brand new beautiful baby girl. Thank you, sir.